It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County General Plan update has been years in the making, and very shortly it's going to be taken up by the Tuolumne County Planning Commission and then the Board of Supervisors. Ahead of this coming Wednesday's Planning Commission meeting, we are very pleased to be joined in the studio by David Gonzalez, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director and Assistant CRA Director of Development, Quincy Yaley. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's great having you here in studio, and it's almost time for the general plan update to go before the Planning Commission. So, David Gonzalez, first off, for people who aren't familiar, what exactly is the general plan?
Well, let me start off by saying that the Board of Supervisors is this their policy document, and this is a long process that's been started for the update to the 1996 plan. They started this policy document and decided to put it on hold. When I came on board a couple years ago, they decided the direction for the county. They wanted to see some visions put forth in their policy document. So it's a guiding document, the general plan for a community for a rough period of about 20 years. And it is broken up into various chapters. I'm going to let Quincy go through that. This is her baby that she's been handling for the last 2 years for me, and she's very proud of it, so I'm not going to do all the talking here. And if just overall for the board to set the visions, the goals, the policies, and it outlines the policies for growth and safety measures and health in our communities and our housing element in a document for our community to follow for the next period of time. So I'll let Quincy go over kind of the details of it.
The general plan is considered to be a constitution for a local agency. It's required by the state of California that we have one. And as David mentioned, there is a typical planning horizon of anywhere from 15, 20, 25 years. So the last general plan was updated in 1996. So we're pretty close to being on track for a new one to be adopted. And the contents of the general plan, there are certain topics that are required by the state of California to be included. And there's also chapters that a local agency can include on its own that reflect current issues or special issues that are important to a community.
When you put out the draft general plan earlier in the year, how much feedback did you receive?
It's been great. We've been getting a lot of comments from the public, both written and phone calls and emails and things like that. And since the beginning of 2018, there has been a lot of back and forth with the public through various presentations that we've been making at community groups, town hall meetings, presentations at the Board of Supervisors. So there's been lots of opportunities for us to gather public input and put that into the plan.
When you get letters and feedback, what do you do with those then?
So the letters and feedback that we get, we review those with our staff as well as with our consultants to make sure that those issues that are being raised by the public are in the general plan. If they're not in the general plan, you know, we'll put out information as to why or why not it was included so that the public can understand how their comments are used. And a lot of times folks will comment on an issue that isn't appropriate to go into the general plan. It might be something that goes in a different planning document that we have at the county. And so we've explained that in sort of our final documents of if the comment isn't included, why it's not, and or if it's appropriate to go into another planning document that we have.
And David Gonzalez, anything to add?
So I want to say that very proud to be here and to listen and watch the community be involved in this document and this process. It's been outstanding. The folks have been vocal when necessary, and the amount of participation that we've had here in our community has been great. Whether folks are commenting in favor or against, or just the overall look and taste and feel of the document, we've had great participation in the meetings that Quincy and I set up, and the agencies and individuals that have asked to be a part of this document has been really outstanding. And just part of why we're here on this timeline is the amount of outreach and the participation that has enabled us to be able to produce a document.
The general plan that's currently in place and the proposed new one, you know, what are some of the things that make the new one different? Or the update?
So we'll tag team this as well. Our whole goal when Quincy and I sat down is we want to make this legible, readable, and for the average person to be able to understand what it is and how it flows. And so we reformatted it and pulled it into segments and pulled it apart so they could look for the policies in one section. They look for the technical portions of it in another, the community plans being another, and the EIR being a separate area. So if they wanted to look for policies, they knew where to go. If they wanted to look for the community plans, that they knew they could go hone into those. And just to make a larger document more manageable. And I think we've been successful at that based on the input we've got and the outreach. Quincy, you want to add some things to that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of legislation changes that have occurred since the 1996 general plan was updated with respect to the required contents of a general plan. And so areas like climate change have been added into the general plan. There's some other unique local issues that are also captured in the general plan. There's a new healthy communities element of the general plan. And so in addition to just the look of the document that's changed, there has been new chapters that have been added, as well as the general plan, the final proposed general plan does put some language in there with some issues that the community has been sort of wrestling with over the last few years, mostly with respect to Oak Woodlands and wildlife policies.
When you look at this plan that's been in development over the last decade, as you mentioned, just in recent months, have there been some changes as well once you've gotten feedback and so forth?
Yeah, the most recent round of feedback we got was when the draft general plan and the associated environmental document, which is called an EIR, or Environmental Impact Report, was opened. There was a 45-day comment period for that those documents. And so that closed in October, and we did take those comments back to staff and to our consultants and did tweaks to the general plan to reflect some of the input that we got during that time frame.
And then population growth projections. What are the general plan all include?
So the general plan does make an estimation of population over the planning horizon, and it takes it from a number of data sources. So we don't just look at one census report or other type of population report to try to pick a number and say where will the county be in 20 years. And so the county with their staff had, and also with the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, because roads and people go together very closely. And so if we're projecting a certain population, we need to make sure we have the infrastructure to handle that. So in working with TCTC, they put a number out there of just around 63,000 people. That would be the population at the end of the planning horizon. But the critical part is that the general plan doesn't push that level of development. It doesn't facilitate that level of development. All it does is say, look, if there's efforts in the community and if there's projects or there's an increase in population of the county, we have policies in place to handle it. And we've done it at a level of environmental review at a very high level that can ensure that there's mitigation measures if impacts happen from that population growth. So there's a number out there on the table. The last planning horizon, the 1996 plan, had a population target of 69,000. The county clearly fell quite short of that. And so that's all it is it's just a number to review and impacts against. It doesn't say the county has to grow there or that we even truly really expect it to.
Does the document, pick areas of preferred growth as opposed to other areas?
One of the concepts in this document came out of previous planning efforts that were here prior to David and I, and it does encourage development of land within identified communities. And this is a list of 19 communities that were identified as areas that already had growth, that had or had development and had infrastructure. And so the plan overall encourages development to happen in those areas.
David Gonsalves, anything to add on that topic?
So you'd mentioned before about the growth in the population. Our job is to project out and try to make sure that, as Quincy said, that the environmental analysis is done for those impacts. Some folks may see this document as a driving document to dictate or mandate that our growth happens at a certain rate, and that is not the case with this document. It simply, as Quincy said, assesses the impacts if the private development community or community does actually have the potential to grow there, we make sure we do our jobs to make sure that it's planned and done well. And there's a logical format for it. And the identified communities are the areas that seem to be a logical pattern. And the data shows that that seems to be historically where people tend to point their types of development projects.
Need to take a break. We're talking about the general plan update that will soon be going before the Tuolumne County Planning Commission and then soon thereafter the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. We're joined in studio this weekend by the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director David Gonzalez, as well as Assistant CRA Director of Development Quincy Yaley. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our second segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute.